It's August 23rd, 2009. Welcome to Sunday at CMU. My name is George Shillington, your host for Sunday at Canadian Mennonite University, a university of the church for the world. Please join me in prayer. Ever-present God, in Christ Jesus, you never leave us or forsake us. Teach us to be faithful to your call, to persevere in commitment, and beyond all else, to know the strength and joy of being near to you. In the name of our Savior, amen. That was "O Come, Ye Servants of the Lord," sung by the CMU Alumni Choir. Our theme today is Obeying the Commands. And the scripture text is taken from Deuteronomy chapter 6. Our speaker is Dr. Gerald Gerbrandt, president at CMU.
Years ago, while flying across the Atlantic, I walked to the back of the huge Boeing 747 and came across an Orthodox Jew devoutly reciting the Shema. Oblivious to everything and everyone around him, he was participating in a centuries-old ritual, saying the words considered by the Jewish people to be the most important of all passages in the Torah. Jesus, as a good Jew, was very aware of this passage, and thus when asked what the most important commandment in all of Scripture was, he immediately pointed to the Shema. Of course, the Jew in the plane was doing it in Hebrew, the language in which the passage was originally written, but it is equally powerful in English. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your might. Keep these words that I am commanding you today in your heart. Recite them to your children, and talk about them when you are at home and when you are away, when you lie down and when you rise. Bind them as a sign on your hand. Fix them as an emblem on your forehead, and write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. The passage receives its name from its opening word, which in Hebrew reads Shema. The passage has four distinct parts of quite uneven length. It opens with an exhortation to listen or heed. Most English language translations put it, "Hear, O Israel." More colloquially, one might say, "Listen up, pay attention. I have something really important to say." After calling the people to attention, the Shema utters a brief but radical claim about the God of Israel. "The Lord is our God, the Lord alone." We probably don't find this declaration that shocking. After all, for most of us, it is difficult to imagine the existence of multiple gods, much less the possibility of worshiping more than one God. But in the world of Israel, that was the norm. The last thing one wanted to do was offend a god, and so worship might be directed to many gods. The Shema challenged such ancient common sense. For Israel, there was only one God, the God who had chosen a people for himself and delivered that people from Egyptian slavery. The third part of the Shema builds on this claim and spells out the appropriate response to it. "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might." A theological affirmation means nothing if it does not lead to response, to action. Loving God with one's total being, with everything one has, is the only appropriate response. The last and longest part of the Shema then gives Israel instructions on how they are to remember and pass on to the next generation this central claim and command of their faith. Israel is instructed that this claim, combined with the command to love God, should be uppermost in their mind, throughout their house, throughout their day, and in their instruction of the next generation. The Jew on the back of the 747 was following these instructions literally, reciting the Shema at the appropriate time of day, with a copy of it hanging from his long sideburns. Despite Jesus' statement of support for the Shema, Christians have not followed these instructions as literally. I was delighted some years ago when my children, on Father's Day, gave me a ceramic tile with the Shema inscribed on it. We now display that tile in our home. That, of course, is only one option. The question we need to answer, however, is whether the theological claim, along with the expected response, truly does dominate our thinking throughout the day, throughout our house and work, and throughout the education of our children. May God make it so. Amen.
Oh,
That was Sweet Hour of Prayer, sung by the Men's Chorus, and Crown Him with Many Crowns, sung by the CMU Alumni Choir. You are invited to the CMU Homecoming event to be held on September 25th and 26th. For more information regarding many other events at CMU, check your church bulletin or the CMU website. And you may listen anytime to the program by following the links on the CMU website, cmu.ca. You can also call us toll-free at 1-877-231-4570. In Winnipeg, call 487-3300. You may send your comments and donations to Sunday at CMU, 500 Shaftesbury Boulevard, Winnipeg, R3P 2N2, or email us at sunday@cmu.ca. That's our program. I invite you to pray for our mission of Christian university education at CMU. Until next Sunday, may God bless and keep you. May the face of God shine on you and give you peace. Amen.